This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Across the world, more than 531,000 people have lost their lives to COVID-19. The United States is the hardest hit country with more than 129,000 deaths. It's followed by Brazil with over 64,000 deaths. Britain has 44,000 deaths. Italy has more than 34,000, and Mexico has more than 30,000 fatalities at this time. India has added a record number of cases in a day. It's closing in on Russia as the world's third most infected nation. Brazil has the second highest number of cases in the world. Iranian health authorities announced 163 new deaths on Sunday. That's the country's highest official one-day toll. And Britain's police have concluded that drunk people cannot effectively socially distance after UK pubs reopened doors following a three-month hiatus. A report in the New York Times says a group of 239 scientists from 32 countries will publish an open letter to the World Health Organization in a scientific journal this week. Scientists want the WHO to revise its recommendations about how to avoid coronavirus infection. They say the virus is airborne, with particles hovering in the air in indoor spaces and infecting people who inhale those particles. The WHO says the virus is spread through larger respiratory droplets from an infected person's coughs and sneezes, and that these drop out of air quickly because of their size. If the virus is airborne, the Times reported that the consequences for containment will be significant, with new preventative measures including wearing masks indoors and overhauling ventilation systems to minimize recirculating air. The Times account says the picture which emerges is one of an agency that, despite good intentions, is out of step with science. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. At least 150 people have been killed in the Oromia region of Ethiopia as riots following the killing of a popular singer continue. Known for his political songs, popular singer Hachalu Hundessa's death has heightened ethnic tensions in Ethiopia as the protests spread to the Oromia region where Hundessa was born. Most of the deaths occurred in Oromia, with others killed in the capital of Addis Ababa by security forces or in cases of inter-ethnic violence. In the past week, at least 2,000 people have been arrested. Authorities cut internet service in an attempt to dampen the protests, making it difficult for rights monitors to track the killings. Hundessa was gunned down last Monday night in Addis Ababa, a week after he appeared on the Oromia Media Network, where he challenged a question about his support for the national government. He noted that he, and this is a quote, didn't support anybody but the Oromo people. The musician was ethnic Oromo, a group that has a long history of being discriminated against. Tokyo Governor Yuriko Koike declared victory in Sunday's vote to elect the leader of one of the world's most populous cities. The exit polls by Japanese news media show her winning 60% of the vote. She immediately vowed to step up the fight against a recent coronavirus resurgence. The 67-year-old media-savvy governor is a rare top female leader in Japan's male-dominated politics. She's often mentioned as a possible prime minister. Many observers say her smooth performance during the coronavirus pandemic has contrasted sharply with current Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, who critics have said bungled his country's response to the outbreak. The incumbent governor begins her second term amid a growing weariness with the Olympic Games due to open in July of 2021. Just over half of Tokyo's residents don't think the Games should be held next year. That's according to a recent poll. And while campaigning, the governor pledged to reduce the budget of those games. Voters in the Dominican Republic headed to the polls to elect a president and other legislators on Sunday, despite spiking coronavirus cases in the Caribbean country, hitting record daily highs. Polls suggest the ruling Dominican Liberation Party is set to lose power after 16 years, with its perceived mismanagement of the outbreak, infighting, corruption allegations, and inequality overshadowing its strong economic performance. And Croatia held an election today at a time of rising coronavirus infections in that country and a sharp economic downturn. The outcome will likely lead to political negotiations to form a new government. You can find more on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, and you're listening to VOA News.